This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Ukrainian Congress Committee of America, which is kind of an umbrella group for Ukrainian organizations here, they figure there are somewhere between 100 and 150,000 Ukrainians living in New York City. And the longtime heart of that expat community is a handful of blocks in the East Village in Manhattan, known as Little Ukraine. Ukrainian restaurants, Ukrainian churches, and banks as well. So Marketplace's Kristen Schwab went down and did some talking to people.
I can tell you a lot of what's happening on the streets of Little Ukraine, but I can't play you a lot of tape because everything is eerily quiet. And Ukrainian Americans here are feeling quiet, too. There's a bank teller who says she's distressed but doesn't want to talk. A restaurant manager whose eyes are glued to the TV in the corner of the dining room. At another restaurant, a worker tells me he hasn't slept in days and is too overwhelmed to talk on tape, but gives me a tired fist bump on my way out. There are signs hanging outside the Ukrainian Museum that say, "We stand with Ukraine," candles on the steps of a nearby church, and so many blue and yellow flags. Veselka, a popular Ukrainian diner, painted it on their cookies. Outside, I talked to Christine Karpovich, who's taking lunch to go.
Stuffed cabbage with meat and sauerkraut and kasha.
Veselka is part of her weekly routine, but today's lunch brings extra comfort. Karpovich, who is 86, immigrated from Lviv in 1949. She said she woke up feeling very anxious.
But I've been feeling very anxious for a while now. Putin does this psychological war. I mean, he wants to destroy people's spirit even before he attacks them.
A line is forming outside the restaurant. There's been a steady stream of customers from all backgrounds coming to eat Ukrainian comfort food. Jason Bichard is the owner.
I'm exceptionally busy since I opened the doors this morning at 8 o'clock.
Veselka has been in his family and in the East Village for 68 years. Bichard's grandfather immigrated from Ukraine in the 40s. Much of the staff at the restaurant is Ukrainian, too.
I mean, we're a small community here, but most everybody can identify with Ukraine to some extent.
A small community, yes, but its presence is big. Sofika Zelyuk is a member of the Ukrainian National Women's League of America, which has its headquarters down the street. She grew up in the East Village, too.
Ukrainian is my first language. And till I was about 4 or 5, I didn't know that there was another language in the United States. I went to a Ukrainian Catholic grammar school in high school. We had our own little community.
She says had, past tense, because many Ukrainians have left this area as the neighborhood changed.
But we are still here. And there are days where I walk on the street and I hear Ukrainian. I hear very little English.
Zelyuk says in recent weeks, the community has been coming together to protest and fundraise, and it's helped her feel supported while she checks in on friends in eastern Ukraine who are messaging her from subway stations that have become bomb shelters. But some of the Ukrainians she's most worried about are two that live in her very apartment building, her parents.
My mother, who is 88 years old, is now reliving her war years during World War II. She thinks about herself as a 10-year-old girl hiding. That is something that is very difficult to see.
Right now, a lot of Ukrainians are reliving the memories of what drove them here decades ago. In Little Ukraine, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.